Now I have loved you like a baby, like some lonesome child, and I have loved you in a tame way.
Do it, brother. Give me the good mood. Love it. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us, Upcountry Fiber, for a strong solution with your internet, with your home phones, with your office phones, with your television, the home or office. You're going to love our great friends over at Upcountry Fiber. Strongest solution, the very best in the business, the no obligation when it comes to contracts or anything on those lines. We love our terrific friends over at Upcountry Fiber. For a strongest solution, check them out, upcountryfiber.com. I have a ton of text to get to, but let me get Delvin's been hanging on forever. Delvin, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Now, what you say? You say you hearing in the building at Chris about people that they double go Gordon transport or something? Are you saying?
No, I hear there's a lot of people in the building who don't have confidence in the quarterback that they think they need to make.
Oh, yeah. People know that, you said the Harvard quarterback, Jaden Craig. A lot of people are saying that name too, Jaden Craig, the Harvard. I said that's not a bad move. That's not a bad move at all.
Oh, let me tell you something. It will be a bidding war for the Harvard quarterback, because that's hard to believe, isn't it? I mean, who would have ever thought that maybe the next, he's not going to win the Heisman. I don't know. I mean, he could, but a guy that's played his career at Harvard so far, in Jaden Craig, who has been the 2-time Walter Payton Award, that goes to the top player in the FCS. Over the past 2 years, has thrown for 5,300 yards, has thrown for 48 touchdowns and 10 picks. Like, the guy has had a phenomenal career so far. And if you get him in the right offense with the right people around him and the right receivers and offensive line, first of all, there's people who are thinking Jaden Craig is a viable NFL prospect right now. So he's big, he's 6'2", 215, big guy. Throws it well, athletic, moves around. Like, yeah, it's good. It's good. You take that right now.
Yeah, he's going to Clemson. I think he's the starting quarterback. Or you at least let him battle for it and don't let Dabba do the BS move. Well, we let him battle for it, but it ain't worth that. No, you let him fight for it.
You never know, but just looking at it, like, I don't know of anybody on Clemson's roster right now that is considered an NFL caliber quarterback, but I know that Jaden Craig is. So
yeah. Me, you talking about the biggest news of the weekend? It's a two-parter. One, it's Kyle Whittingham stepping down, and two, him saying that he still wants to coach, and you know the Michigan job is over.
Yeah, Whittingham's not going to Michigan, I don't think. I don't know. Unless you do it like the Dave Clawson stuff. I'm not the Dave Clawson. The Jim Grobe thing for a year or two. You know what Stanford did. Some of those things maybe, but I think you got to go much younger, and a guy's going to be around a while. What's interesting is if guys want to coach, get forced out. I don't know what's going to happen to Utah and any of that stuff. But, yeah, Michigan,
they already got a coach. They had a coach of waiting situation. So yeah,
they already named it. Coach. It's already done? I knew he was a coach of waiting, but it's over? Okay. On the Michigan deal, Kalen DeBoer came out yesterday and sounded like he's staying in Alabama. And so now, and I know Arizona State's working on the Dillingham thing, like an extension for Dillingham.
And then, AD came out later and said they're working on an extension for Kalen DeBoer, too.
Yeah. I mean, what are you going to – you going to get Jesse Minter?
Kyle Whittingham, I'm telling you.
Nah, too old. Too old.
You ain't too old, man. Come on now.
Nah, he's a retired guy. You can't do that. He's 66 years old. You don't, because you can't have a 5-year plan there.
Nah, we'll get Mike Hart, be the assistant head coach in waiting.
Interesting.
We'll get Mike Hart. I'm telling you, man, Kyle Whittingham, either Kyle, in my opinion, it's either two guys, Kyle Whittingham or Jed Fish.
I think it's Fish. After what his team looked on Saturday night, I think that might be the way to go.
Yeah.
Who knows? Boy, Michigan's had some news here in the last 25 years when it comes to coaches. 20 years when it comes to coaches. Interesting stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I about throw this name out. I don't know if Clemson's going to look at this guy, but the Presbyterian quarterback is in the transfer portal.
Yeah, somebody told me he had a great year this year. Somebody told me he had a and you know, Western Carolina too. You hear about that one? And I don't know, because I don't know if those guys are NFL guys. But I'm telling you, man, like Jaden Craig from Harvard's an NFL dude. So, yeah, or that's what I read. To be honest with you, I hadn't seen a whole lot of him, but.
A lot of people said that. Some people said that Clemson's gonna be in on him. Like,
we'll see.
Interesting. Mickey, what about? I watched the celebration, but I watched South Carolina State pull out.
What a win, man!
What a win, man!
Yeah, what a win! Congratulations! They won 10 games this year. They went 40-38, four overtimes, and all that. That's a really good win for them. And you tip your hat, Bulldogs had the most wins in South Carolina.
What about the FCS playoff next week? What about the FCS playoff next week? We had another upset. We had Villanova beating Tarleton State, and now we got Montana versus Montana State to go to the championship game. That's gonna be a good one.
I wonder if Philpott stays up there because he was doing the Montana game. Now they moved to Montana State this week. But that what a rivalry! How about that Montana State?
And then you got Illinois State. It seems like they're on the run after they beat North Dakota State. It seems like they're on the run now.
Going to Villanova this weekend. So, should be a good one there, too. We'll have to see what Philpott's got.
Yeah, and the bowl games start this weekend, too, so it's going to be interesting with the bowl
college football playoffs and bowl games. Yeah, good football week this week. Friday night, Saturday.
But his last game at Whittingham is this weekend. So, it's crazy, man, in the Las Vegas Bowl. I'm trying to tell you, Mick.
All right.
Or Jeff Fish.
All right, I'm going Fish. I'll go Fish. All right, buddy. I appreciate the phone call, though. Thank you a lot. Yeah, I'm not going 66. I'm not starting over there. Tech said he's not going to Michigan. He's retired. He's done. But if he wants to coach, you know. No, that's not going to happen. Not going to happen. All right, a couple of things here. QCT makes a good point when he says Mateer had a good season until he broke his hand, which he played with bad example. Yeah, my point was, there's a reason why Mateer didn't have a good season. He was playing well, and then he broke his hand and tried to come back too soon, and he didn't look the same. But my point is still the point, that the production at quarterback was not good. 12 touchdowns, 10 picks. It wasn't very good. And yet Oklahoma's hosting a college football playoff game this weekend. And how did they do that? Well, they were phenomenal on defense. They went out and got guys, and they were phenomenal on defense this year. I would say one of the three or four best defenses in college football. Is that fair, Will Clinton? I think Ohio State, obviously. I think Indiana. But I think you got to put Oklahoma up in there in that conversation.
Maybe not statistically, but what they did, I would say top five.
They went out and they got Marvin Jones Jr., who I don't really like them. They got Demonic Williams. They got Kendall Daniels from the transfer portal this year on defense. Rebuilt some guys on Lewis and that Sadaga guy, the wide receiver. Got three offensive linemen from the transfer, or two offensive linemen from the transfer portal. So they went out and ported a little bit. For them, overall, Oklahoma, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 on offense. 7 starters from the portal on offense. 1, 2, 3. Only 3 starters on defense in the portal. How about that? Now, they got some backups that are playing a lot from the portal. But how about that? But no, they've done a terrific job there, no doubt about that. But my point remains is that, there's a reason why Mateer didn't play well. But with that said, it's not, they didn't get the productivity. And the reason they're in the playoffs is not because of quarterback, which we would have thought Mateer had to come in and save the program and save Brent Venables' job. As it turns out, the defense actually did an awful lot of that. Texter said, this is interesting here. This is a very good point from 4703. What is the legal ruling today that could allow some Tiger football players to return next year, including Cade? Well, they get the extra year back today if it goes through. And you could be seeing all of the guys get one more year, 5-to-play-5 thing, get a fifth year. I hope we don't have it. Got to be honest with you. I hope we don't have it. I don't want it. And I think that all of a sudden it's going to change everything? No, I can't see that happening. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Texas said, good morning, Mickey. In order to get a good quarterback, this is from 2377. In order to get a good quarterback from the portal, wouldn't you have to promise your guy that he'd be the starter? Any decent quarterback's going to come in knowing how to compete for the job? Or is the competition always known with the fact of transferring? Well, first of all, nobody's ever going to say you're a guy no matter what. You got to go win the job. But to my point, I did this a few years ago, like when, let me think of an example. I talk about a freshman, offensive lineman sometimes. And they'll say, hey, can this guy start? And I said, well, normally on the offensive line, you can't be a starter. But it's not like you're having to beat out Gene Upshaw and Art Shell over there. That was my old examples. Or like a Clemson safety right now. Like if you got in a portal and got a safety and you go, well, you can't promise him a job. But my point is, it's not like you got to go to beat out Ronnie Lott. You know? It's not like you got to go just beat Taylor Mays or anything like that. You know, some dominant college safety. Like, yeah, I believe I've got pretty much confidence that that's going to happen.
And also, if you're bringing in a transfer starting quarter, quote-unquote starting quarterback, if you're getting paid seven figures, you'll sit on the bench.
Oh, yeah.
And transfer the next year.
Oh, yeah. 9452 says, I didn't get a chance to watch much this weekend, so this might not be the biggest news story of the weekend, but how about Trevor and Travis Etienne putting on a show this weekend? Yeah. I mean, the Jags now, this is what Clemson fans have been wanting. It's interesting that it took a bad Clemson football year for Clemson fans to really have a team in the NFL, but, I mean, the Jags have done an unbelievable job. And in looking at it now, it's interesting that you've got the 10-4 Jags. And again, it's not always the prettiest, but I mean, this offense is scoring points. And with a couple Clemson guys being, you know, main figures through all that. And it feels like that Trevor's kind of rounding into shape a little bit. So they've won 5 in a row. The bad news is like the Texans have won 6 in a row, kind of breathing down their necks. But a really, really big win for the Jags yesterday. Oh, by the way, those are the two longest winning streaks in the NFL right now with what Jacksonville and what Houston are doing, and they are involved in a terrific battle coming down the stretch. And so Jags have a tough road because they go to the Broncos, then they go to the Colts, and then they host the Titans. They get a little break there at home in the last weekend of the year. But the next two games will tell their season. I think maybe even that game with the Colts, because the Colts are 8-6 trying to make the playoffs, and now obviously the quarterback issue's there. But that's – very, very interesting. Let me get Snap Hook next. Good morning, Snap Hook. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Mickey Plowler. How are you?
Blessed, buddy. Very blessed.
You know, watching the Josh Allen fighting Josh Allen Bills yesterday beat the Patriots, you know, all the second half officiating in that game, man, don't even get me started about how bad they wanted the Bills to win that game. But my question for you is, that what everybody else felt like watching Tom Brady win all the time?
Yeah, I can see that.
Is that some capitulation here, Mickey? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, you know, there was some pass interference calls in that game that were just, I mean, they were letting them play in the first half. I mean, it was hand fighting, all that kind of stuff. Man, you breathe on the guy in the second half. Oh, that's 15-yard PI, spot foul, whatever. I mean,
well,
man, it was just.
I will say this now. I will say this. If you watch, and this is just my, because I don't watch a ton of NFL, but if you watch college football and you get used to college football, the defensive backs mug the wide receivers all the way downfield. And if you watch the NFL, they don't touch the wide receivers past 5 yards. And so it's two completely different games. I think the rules are different. First of all, I got to check on that. But maybe even not the rules, but the interpretation of it. You can chicken fight all the way down the field. Both guys is grabbing each other, clawing each other all the way down the field. In the NFL, man, like if you again, a heavy breath on somebody downfield, they're calling it. They're trying to create offense. And they're not doing a great job of it. The defenses are so good. That's how they do it. But, no, you don't – it's the game is called completely different. And NFL fans, correct me if I'm wrong on that. I don't watch a ton of NFL. I just see that you can't grab them. In the college football, it's just a big mug fest down there, downfield.
I agree with you, Mickey. And yes, they're trying to create more offense because, you know, the past couple of years, I mean, it wasn't very uncommon to see a 10-3 final score in half of the NFL games that came on.
I mentioned this before, like the NFL had, and they're doing a better job of it now. But the NFL had some issues a few years ago in which it was all checked down. The defenses were so good. They weren't giving up any kind of big plays. And so you saw a lot of, like, yesterday, 16-13 in the Chiefs and Chargers game. And, you know, you saw a lot of the 2017s, like the Panthers and all. But now, because of the rules, like last night you had 60 points scored in the Vikings and Cowboys game. You had 75 points in the Rams and Lions game. You had Broncos.
65 points in our game.
Yeah, yeah. Texans and Cardinals scored 60 points. They're achieving what they want. 68 in the Jags and Jets. They're achieving what they want because they want excitement. They want offense. But they've got to do it via the rules because the defenses are so good in this thing.
Well, I'm all for that. Just do it consistently for two halves of football, just not one.
Yeah, and that's where it gets to. Yeah, good point there. That's where it gets to when you get to be that subjective. Texas said that's correct, but they do let them chicken fight in the end zone because wide receivers push off so much. Also, Texas said the new NFL rule on the kickoff has created much better field position and many more points. That's right. That's right. That field position, you know, starting at the 20 like we did in the old days, you just kick it out of the back of the end zone, start at the 20. Well, now the penalizing for that and then the way where we start the kickoff team from, you're seeing guys, you know, they get it out. I'd say – and the ones I see is 35 to 45 yard line almost every time, it seems like. Maybe I'm watching the greatest returners ever. But yeah, field position. And so then you get two first downs and the guys are kicking 60 yard field goals now, like you're gonna score. Let me dive into that next. Like, what percentage of NFL drives score? Because it seems to me like it's a high percentage deal there. One Tom Plumber, the name is the number. If it does go bad with the three metropolitan areas of the state of South Carolina, meaning Charleston, meaning Columbia, meaning Greenville. When we say Greenville, we do mean Clemson and Anderson and Spartanburg and Easley and all that. If it goes bad for you, One Tom Plumber is going to take care of you. I hope you don't have any burst pipe this morning. 19 degrees, buddy. Is that going to be the coldest I'm going to see this winter? Am I going to get lower than 19? Are you sure?
I believe so.
Oh, don't tell me that.
Yep, sorry.
If your pipes survived, great. If not, call One Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber, the name is the number. Great folks, good service. You can trust them. You're going to like the Clemson-owned franchisees or three companies here in the upstate of South Carolina, Columbia, Midlands, and the low coast down there. Get in touch with our good friends. One Tom Plumber. Don't have to go searching. The name is the number. One Tom Plumber. One phone calls, text messages, is a lot to do in the next segment after this.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have 2-stall, 3-stall, and 4-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
When you've thrown over 4,000 innings like I have, you know joint pain isn't a maybe, it's a guarantee. For you, was it climbing ladders or too much heavy lifting? Hey, we're all in the same boat. But surgery, that was never my answer.
Baseball legend Roger Clemens knows there's a better way. That's QC Kinetics regenerative treatments that help your body heal itself. No scalpels, no fake fixes, just real relief.
What I love about QC Kinetics, these are the most respected medical pros in the country that specialize in non-surgical therapies to get you moving again.
And you don't need to leave your home or office. Meet with a QC Kinetics medical professional on a free telemedicine video. Call today. Find out if you're a candidate.
I trusted QC Kinetics. You should too.
Call QC Kinetics today and schedule your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
As an independent business owner, you're the expert in your field, but you may not have the time or resources to stay on top of tax forms and payments. Let David Green help you get back on track. With his expertise, he can implement the best IRS programs to resolve any tax issues you face, whether it's with the IRS or South Carolina state taxes. Call us today at 271-7940 or visit greenlaw.legal for a free consultation to discuss your situation.
Discover Reed's Jewelers, America's largest family-owned jeweler, and their state-of-the-art expanded store in Haywood Mall. The same location, with nearly twice the showroom space as before. Dedicated to bringing you amazing savings on diamonds, watches, and more. All with the same superior customer service they've always provided. You'll be amazed at the 21st century appeal of the new Reed's Jewelers expanded store. Reed's Jewelers, next to Belk on the top floor in Haywood Mall. Online at Reed's.com.
Behind these doors lies an incurable disease. Your off-road parts and accessories. We'll customize your four-wheel drive. Clemson Four-Wheel Center. Clemson Four-Wheel Center.
Here at ATV Outfitters, we stock more ATV, UTV, motocross, and street bike products than anyone for hundreds of miles around. We have more than 10,000 tires and wheels on hand. We pride ourselves on great prices and getting you the accessories you need fast. Come see us for the items that are readily available to get your vehicle ready for the street, trail, or mud pit. Don't buy elsewhere, or we'll both lose money. Come by the store located at 2485 Rutherford Road, Greenville today.
If you run a business, you need video. Video for your website, social media, but you don't know where to turn. We've made it simple. Take the Double Dog Video Productions, Double Dog Dan. We produce your video, and if you don't like it, you keep your money. We keep the video, we part as friends. A little secret, no one's ever asked for their money back, and you're gonna love your video. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
You can count on Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air for HVAC repairs, installations, replacements, and maintenance. Their certified technicians deliver fast, honest diagnostics with the latest tools to solve the real problem, not just some quick patch job. They will give you upfront pricing and a one-year labor guarantee. If that's not enough, they offer flexible financing, first-time customer specials, and discounts for veterans and seniors. Proudly serving the upstate in the bold white and blue trucks, visit acehomeco.com today.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Fall means football, and the Tigers roar loudest here.
Klubnik takes a shotgun snap, back to throw, going to throw it leak, down long, there's Wesco, catches it at the 40, off the races, he goes, touchdown, Wesco from 76.
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
That's top five for me, buddy. Fleetwood Mac, top five. Blue Nelson's in there. Rolling Stones in there. Beatles in there. Fleetwood Mac in there. And I throw in Lumineers, man. I'm a big Lumineers fan as an outlier from all that. They're not a superstar, you know, rock and roll, but I like the Lumineers, though. But that's in there, man. That's top five for sure. Lumineers,
I never thought I'd hear you say Lumineers.
Lumineers have the song about the gambling guy. What's that? Jimmy Sparks. Man, I love that. That's one of my favorite songs ever. Anyway, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053. Get in touch with the great friends at Harbin Lumber. That's what I'm doing now. We will have a new stove-type unit. We'll have a new place for a microwave. We'll have our new pantry. We're working all these kind of things, and they're going to come in a new year. Got to get back with Wes and set up time and get our contractor and all this stuff on the same page, and we're gonna do this. I love calling these folks. Look, I tell you, Every time I've ever called Harbin Lumber, it goes just completely flawless. Like, it is exactly what you'd want. And again, I'm on this thing right now where, like, if I make the phone call, it's taken care of. Like, I don't want to make the phone call and then have to make another phone call. I put in something in our home, the first renovation, that Harbin Lumber had nothing to do with, and I had to fire the guy. I've only fired a couple people ever. I fired this guy. It's like, no, that ain't happening because you're not doing right. I like the fact when I make the phone call, that's it. I put it to bed, put it to rest. It's taken care of. Harbin Lumber does that. Full Service Lumberyard, harbinlumber.com. Can I tell you just how bright my two kids are? So, my two-year-old Isla is, her vocabulary is starting to expand now. Like, she'll eat a food now, and she'll say, that's disgusting. I said, what? I can't hardly understand. She said, Daddy, she said, blah, that's disgusting. Anyway, 2 years old, right? She asked her mom today if, because how cold it is outside, if today's coronation day. Because of Elsa turning everything into ice on the movie Frozen. It's 19 degrees outside. My daughter wants to know if Elsa did this. Is this coronation day? Is this it? I never thought about it. Didn't put it two and two together. She's smarter than I am. That's not saying a lot. But little Isla Ann over there just having to make it my day with her vocabulary and her thought process. A couple of things here. On the texture makes a good point about, I got a lot of 5 for 5 because they're going to vote on that today. I don't think it's going to pass. 6282 says the 5 for 5 would eliminate guys quitting after 4 games, so that's not bad. No, that's a good point. And texture wants to know, Leonard wants to know, is Dabo in favor of it? I don't know that, but I would guess that he would be, so I can't say that. 5 for 5 is not a bad thing. Years ago, Tommy West, when he was a head coach at Clemson, he clamored for 5 for 5. He said, let's take away all redshirting, and let's take away all medical redshirts, and let's just say you got 5 years, and if you tear your ACL 4 times, that's it. You just got 5 years. You don't get 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There is no medical issues there. There is no decision on redshirts. One of the things he always said was that on redshirt freshman years, the data would tell you that they don't do as good in the classroom. Now, this was back when we cared about the classroom. I know that sounds crazy for the younger folks out there that, yeah, there was a time there where we cared about a satisfactory progress towards a degree and GPAs and graduation rates. I know, crazy to believe that. But he said that the data showed that a guy that was used to playing football every Friday night, that if he got to play it on Saturdays, that they just did better in school. And just their mental, you know, they were preparing for football games, and that's what they're used to, and that's their mental deal. They were just better and more responsible rather than almost like slacking off for a year, which is interesting. But he was a big proponent of it. Now, again, I can go with it, but when I go with it, we got to do this. I've talked about this before where, man, in a 45-mile-an-hour speed zone, you know, I can go 54. At 55, I risk it. At 56, 57, I might get pulled. At 58, I'm getting a ticket. I might get a warning at 58 or something, you know. Like, I don't understand that. To me, 45 is 45. You get 46, you get a ticket. And there's no warnings. You don't get warnings. Like, I clocked you at this. This is it. Now, I know people say, well, the radar might be off. But get better radar. I don't want 5 for 5, meaning everybody gets 5 years and some guys get 6 years. And some guys get 7 years, and some guys get 8 years, and some guys get 9 years. 5 for 5 does not mean 5 for 9. And then you got to get into this. Here's where the NCAA messed up. Justin Fields, it was racial. Oh, well, anybody claims racism, all we got to do, it got to give them an extra, you know, free transfer. With the kid, remember the kid at Coastal and Virginia Tech? My granddad's got cancer. Well, he's a maternal granddad or a paternal granddad. What stage is it? What is it, like? What? I don't want to get in. I don't want a guy's football career to be based on. Well, is it terminal cancer? Is it treatable? Is he in remission? Like they open themselves up to way too much subjectivity. 5 for 5 means we get to play 5 years. That's it. There will be no more red shirts. I don't know how you do it to be freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, whatever. Like, what do you call them then? You just go year 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, I guess. If this thing passes, I don't think it's going to pass. If this thing passes. With that said, the only good thing about it, well, if you can stay on scholarship for 5 years, obviously there's a better chance of the graduation rates going up. So that might be one thing. Like, the more exposure you have to college, you think. Now, again, not anybody to care about that. But the other thing is, we would hopefully disband any kind of subjectivity in it. Well, you went to JUCO, so you go, 5. Well, my girlfriend's having a baby. I got to move back closer. 5. Right? Well, it was. There's a tumor. We got to find out if I get my next year with my granddad. Is it? We got to wait till the test results come back. Malignant or benign? Well, I don't know. We got to wait to get another year in there. No. 5 = 5. Makes sense?
It does, and it really does cut down on a lot of issues.
Towards ACL, well, is it a complete tear?
And you're not even talking about the tight end from Oregon that was at Miami.
Did he get like nine?
9 years.
Come on!
And Pavia, he set the precedent. We would not have had
the F-bomb tirades.
The charade that was this weekend at the Heisman ceremony. If they didn't allow him to come back for another year, because he's 24. He's 24 years old.
Yeah. I mean, I don't, to be honest with you, I would love for Trevor Lawrence to come back and play football at Clemson. That'd be great. With that said, I don't want 28-year-old guys playing college football. I'm sorry. And then he got this. Well, he had a mission trip. Well, he went in the Army. Well, he started after this. I don't know, man. Like, this, whenever your clock starts, you can be 28, but you can't start college till you're 23 and be 28. You got 5. Whenever you enroll your first class, you take your class from that point in time on, that's when your clock starts. You got 5. That's it. Texas says rule 1. This is from 3221. Rule 1, 5 for 5. Rule 2, you get a free transfer if you graduate and your head coach or your head coach leaves. Other than that, you sit out. If one of your sit out years is 5, I like it. Texas, how dare you slander my sweet baby boy Diego? Yeah, that mom's a different story too. Texas had hurt Eli Drinkwitz to Michigan. Did the ink dry? Did they get the thing done? Can they buy that out? Portnoy going to buy that out? I also had a Portnoy saying, hey, did you see him with the Patriots yesterday? I said, the guy's a clown, man. The guy's a clown. 98-66 makes a good point. If he does take a portal quarterback, it's got to be more than 100 Helms or Hunter Johnson. Yeah, he's gone to portal before to get quarterbacks. Yeah, we're not talking about that level. We're talking about you got to go and get a viable guy who can be a starting quarterback for you. So that's where that is. Texture. Now, is this an Ole Miss fan? By the way, I said this is from the 478 area code. Jared Curtis will be number 2 next year. No one will remember Pavia, most likely. Now you still got the memory of him. Also says, my Georgia running Bulldogs blew out the Cincinnati Bearcats. This is Mike White's best team so far in Athens. Fun to watch, go Dogs. And then, yeah, Georgia's got a basketball team. Georgia's got some bodies there. Another thing, biggest game for Ole Miss in years. They're saying this week, Mickey, in your opinion, is Ole Miss playing his playoffs great or not so great? How are they playing the playoffs, great or not so great? I would say this. I would say the players and the fans will rally in Oxford, Mississippi this weekend. You got your buddies, you talked to folks out at Oxford about what the atmosphere is going to be like down there? Well, they've had problems with the atmosphere in the past.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to have an issue with this, because this is a very regional game as well. There's a lot of people whose families are split between Tulane and Ole Miss. You'd be surprised.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that just the old Southern Tulane and Mississippi? You gotta do that.
Well, it's the social status of families that go to each school. Yes,
I got you. Texture, what did I miss? It was a fiasco in New York during the heist. Well, Diego Pavia went off on a social media F-bomb tirade, and then he had the mobile signs. What would you call that? The mobile crawling sign.
Yes.
That you can program, you can buy, and he wrote some F-bombs about voters and about the Heisman Trophy and all that. Just classless through all that stuff. All right, I still got the NFL analysis to get to. We'll do that in a coming up in a second. My great friends at Trail want to build for you. I talked to Will last week. They're doing fantastic, just fantastic. There is this is a great company to deal with. There's a culture involved. And, you know, culture could mean a lot. Like, if I'm not dealing with a company, like, I'm not buying tanks. And so someone could say, man, the tank company that's making these tanks, they have a great, great culture inside their company. I went, well, that's great, but that doesn't affect me. Like, if I'm building a building, building a house, in this case, a good culture means that when I call them on the phone, it sounds different. Like, it feels different. And I'm going to notice that these people are very, very happy to be there and happy to be at work. And it's gonna go for a much better experience for me. So I love that. That's what Trail's going to have. And more than that, like, I love this idea that they're building buildings, but more importantly, they build relationships. And these relationships last as long as these buildings. I know people that are now friends and have close relationships with people at Trail because of Trail building their building for them. That's really cool. When you first called me, you think, oh, I'll get a good friend out of this thing. I'll get a good relationship out of this thing. No, it's great friends. Trail. The better building process works on time, on budget, every single time. Find out why. TREHO.com, 800-319-7006. More of your phone calls, more of your text messages. Air Reaction Monday returns after this.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
It's time to discover the convenience and time savings of contact-free pickup with Ingles Curbside. Just visit shop.ingles-markets.com or download the app, and your Ingles personal shopper gets to work with specialized training on how to select the freshest items for a pre-scheduled pickup. They'll even text you with updates. You pull up to a designated space, and your personal shopper delivers your items right to your vehicle. Fresh, fast, and affordable. It's all in the bag. Ingles. Low prices. Love the savings.
Honor your graduates' achievements with a keepsake that truly stands out. Collegiate Legacy Designs offers handcrafted and hand-finished, fully licensed ring plaques for Clemson University and the Citadel, made by proud Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife, Julie. With unanimous 5-star reviews and lots of repeat customers, these plaques make the perfect gift for Christmas, recent graduates, or upcoming graduates. Get your order in today at collegiatelegacydesigns.com. That's collegiatelegacydesigns.com. Do you want to be part of a winning team? Arthrex is hiring. They develop innovative technologies to treat orthopedic sports injuries and help people get back in the game. And best of all, they've been recognized as one of the country's best workplaces in manufacturing and production for 9 years. If you're looking to make a difference, learn new skills, and be part of an award-winning culture, check out careers.arthrex.com. That's careers.arthrex.com. No manufacturing experience required.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstrapproofing.com.
How many times have you told yourself, I'll get that weight loss journey started after the holidays? How many times have you actually done it? Well, everyone says they're going to start after the holidays. It doesn't get done. And that's why PhD Weight Loss is making it easy to start now, before the new year, with 2 free weeks added to your program. That's a 2-week head start, so you're not rolling into January feeling behind. I joined PhD Weight Loss when I was at the busiest season of my year, and I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks, and the transition was much smoother and much better for me than I could have ever imagined. PhD's metabolic reset system taught me to burn fat first without drug starvation diets or endless workouts, and they can do the same for you. When you mention 2 weeks on the phone, they'll waive your consultation fee and pay for the cost of your food during the program. There's no reason to repeat your past mistakes. Call PhD today and start 2026 already ahead at 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900, or go to myphdweightloss.com.
It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at Lake Kiwi Ford, and my team's ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, we got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. And we're tackling high prices with huge discounts, like saving up to $15,000 off a new F-150 or a Ram 1500. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So make the winning drive, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Lake Kiwi Ford, or you can shop us all online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. That's LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, where Mark's team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, they've got you covered with over 500 vehicles ready for delivery. And Lake Kiwi's tackling high prices with new trucks discounted up to $15,000. Yes, you can save up to $15,000 on a new truck at Lake Kiwi, and they've got a bunch of them to choose from. So make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca, and all always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. See dealer for details.
Your home for football all season long.
This is big boy football.
We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a song.
We used to say word of mouth is the best way to advertise. Now, I think the Google review stuff, and so when you go to miledry.com, if you do have any kind of mold issue, any kind of water issue, any, when disaster strikes, like, you're in panic mode. What are we going to do? Are we facing, like, tens of thousands of dollars in this, and how long, and what it's going to be like? Well, you want the one phone call, and you want it done right. And so there's some key words to me, and I was looking over the weekend for myalldry.com and my friend Justin and what these guys do, how this all works. And Stan and his people do such a great job here. So what I told you before is this honest, professional. Here's what Ryan says about it. Excellent work, communication, and professionalism. Very happy with my choice to go with Alldry. Great company. This is Ronnie. Great company. They're fast, reliable, and made sure I understand everything and highly recommended. Yeah, because I don't know about water damage. I don't know about mold. I don't know. So make sure I understand everything. That happens, right? Jordan writes in on the Google reviews, exceptional service. They offered much-needed support, peace of mind. Like, that's important with my home. Highly recommend them. And I love what Danielle writes. But I highly recommend Alldry if you want an honest and truthful assessment of your home and property. And there's also keywords you see time and time again, quick and professional. You see those things. How about this one? This is from Christina. They were on my site within an hour. 5-star reviews up and down the board. If it does go wrong with any kind of water issues, Stan and his team are going to take care of it. It's going to be fast, reliable, quick. They don't use subcontractors and third-party contractors. They don't do that. They'll take care of it for you. MyAllDry.com. Call today in case anything happens. If you got these burst water pipes now with cold weather, anything that goes wrong with any kind of water issues, any kind of mold issues, 864-863-1234. 864-863-1234, myalldry.com. And I would try to find a non-5-star review on there. I dare you. All right, good folks there for sure. All right, a couple of quick things here. Telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. This is a reaction Monday. What'd you think of the weekend? What'd you think of the Clemson basketball win, Brad Brunell winning number 300, Navy 17-16 win over Army, Mendoza winning the Heisman, South Carolina State 4 overtime thriller to win 10 games this year, Washington destroying Boise, you had the college basketball. I would say the story of the college basketball, in my mind, was Arizona just going to Birmingham and putting a beatdown on Alabama. Patrick Mahomes' ACL injury, Phillip Rivers coming back, Trevor Lawrence and Travis Etienne with a great job there. And then our condolences to George Bennett's family at the age of 92, the Clemson legend passes. And what a man. What a career. What a gentleman. And I was very proud to know George Bennett and be around George many, many times. And him and his family all have been very, very kind to me and the true epitome of a Clemson gentleman, no doubt about that. I love this text from 7198. It says, I was an intern at Trail for 3 years during my time at Clemson. Pretty amazing people and a place to work. Yeah, amazing place to work. I like that. Here's one for you. This is from 3221. How much are college football playoff tickets going for? Oh, interesting you ask. So during the break, I looked it up. You are an Ole Miss hottie totty fan over there, Will Clinton. You love your Rebels.
I like them.
Getting price right now, what would you guess?
I'm going to say...
This is StubHub.com. Fees included.
I'm going to say $135.
Higher?
Oh, $170.
Higher?
$205.
Higher?
Can I get
First of all, face value's got to be about $250, I think. I don't know.
Okay. Can I get a 250?
Can I get a 250? Those people, those auctioneers amaze me.
Can I get a 275?
400.
Oh, well, okay.
Four bills.
All right. What, 54,000 capacity stadium?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a suite available, by the way, for you suite folks for $5,333.
Oh, okay. Just nice. A couple hours work for a lot of those families. Now,
and I'm putting in two tickets. Let me see if you're just a single old straggler.
Oh, that's two tickets for...
No, a piece.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a single ticket you can buy right now for $320. But for two tickets, $400 is the get-in price right now. Tickets! You don't hear... Because of the mobile app stuff, you don't see the guys strangling out at line with tickets up in there. Tickets! All right, how about Alabama at Oklahoma? Get in price.
I'm going to start at $350 for this one.
Lower.
Really? $275.
$225.
Okay.
You get in for 225 bones right now.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, get in price there. How about for A&M hosting Miami?
This has got to be $400.
Exactly. Great guess. Okay. $405.
Okay.
Get in the best college football stadium in the country. And how about Oregon hosting James Madison? Ouch.
I'm going to say $225.
Lord.
$175.
$150.
Okay.
So some wide variety with all that stuff. I wonder, what do you think on the next level? So we've got, let me get this right, college bowl games, college football playoffs. The next rounds will be Cotton Bowl, Capital or Orange Bowl, Rose Bowl, and Sugar Bowl. All right, the next round. Check out Cotton Bowl prices. This is Ohio State. This is potentially Cotton Bowl. Two tickets in the Cotton Bowl. I would think these would be higher, even though the on-campus might drop it down a little bit, people traveling. Cotton Bowl, $361. That's Ohio State. Can you pull the bracket up for me?
Yes.
Okay. I should know this, but there's so much stuff going on. Like, I can't keep up with who's going to be playing who in the second round of this stuff. So that's down in Texas. That's potentially, isn't that Texas A&M maybe?
Yes, that's the Ohio State versus the Miami A&M winner.
Okay. In the Orange Bowl.
It's Texas Tech versus the Oregon JMU winner.
All right. So a little bit of travel in this thing now. And that's why in the Orange Bowl, $1.98 get in price. So you get in a little bit cheaper there with that one. In the Rose Bowl, this would be
Indiana versus the Alabama-Oklahoma winner.
All right. I would think this would be pretty high, even though, again, yeah, travel, man, is such a big deal with all this. Rose Bowl tickets. Tickets. The I'm glad Bud Light did the beer here. All right. In the Rose Bowl, $3.45 is the get-in price right now. And what was our final one in there? Sugar Bowl.
That is Georgia against the Ole Miss Tulane winner.
If it's Tulane, really Ole Miss too. I think it's going to be the highest one. I'm guessing the highest here. For two tickets. Oh, no, only $2.20 right now. Huh. We got to do something with the Superdome, though. It's an awful, awful, awful building. You can make a case that the Sugar Bowl is the worst of the major venues. I think the Rose Bowl is supposed to be like ratty as well. It's just old and run down. I think you can make a case, though, that the Superdome is one of the worst stadiums in the country. I'm trying to think of a worse place to go watch a football game. It's bad, man.
Oh, where is oh my gosh, not Birmingham, but where's that stadium in Alabama on the side of the road? Side of the highway, it's like falling apart. Maybe it's Louisiana. I've driven past it several times. It's like the worst bowl game to go to.
Yeah. The Superdome renovations recently completed $560 million, so maybe it's better now. But they had so much stuff they had to do, like the concessions area, the concourses were awful. They did open those up. Maybe it's better. Hadn't been, but it spent $560 million on all that. Began 2020, lead up to 24 seasons. They had to do it for the 25 Super Bowl. So maybe it's a lot better. And if you've been down to the Superdome since the $560 million, they needed it bad. All right, let me give you this too quickly. So, and I'm picking out a big game here with a lot of points. I'll do the other side of this here in a second. But one of the statements that a texter made earlier in the hour was that the NFL, we're seeing scoring up a little bit in the NFL. Rules have an awful lot to do with that. The other part of the NFL that you're seeing a lot to do with that is that the kickoff rule, they're starting at much better field position. I'm gonna give you this anecdotal evidence here, but like the Jaguars scored 9 plays, touchdown, 5 plays, touchdown, 5 plays, touchdown. They punted once, a field goal on a 10-play drive, a touchdown, a touchdown, a field goal, a touchdown. They fumbled it on a turnover, and they punted. So they had 2 punts and one turnover. I want to know if field goals are up. We could maybe see that one. The other one is, let me give you, like, starting field position there. So on the first drive, they started out at their to Jacksonville 28. I'm not going to be able to. It's too slow to do it this way. I imagine they're doing better with all that stuff. Now, let me give you a little lower scoring game quickly. Let me give you, like, the game I had to watch yesterday in a golf cart, the Giants and Commanders. Seemed like there was an awful lot of defense in this one. In this one, field goal, missed field goal, back-to-back punts, touchdown punt, field goal, touchdown, punt, punt, interception, field goal, touchdown, punt, punt, punt. A lot of field goals in there. But there's more punts in this game, but still turnover on downs, fumble. You still, like most games, most drives don't end on punts in the NFL anymore, which is kind of crazy. Hey, let me tell you about Engineer Sleep. I spoke to Jay and Davis Orders on Friday. That's a good day, man. I don't expect these two guys. And I said, man, how's it going? He goes, Black Friday was huge for us. Like, we're shipping out and building stuff right now. Black Friday was amazing for us. So thanks for all those that did that. Still some good deals going on now. And if you're stuck, like, what do you get? Like, you've been married for 30 years. Like, what do I get? We got each other everything. If we want it, we go out and buy. How about a new mattress? How about an ES Duo mattress? It is worth your time to go by 333 North Pleasantburg Drive. This, I'm just telling you right now, what I know about the mattress industry, this is the best mattress in the world, and it is at a third of the price of what some of these other ones are. Engineersleep.com. Go by and see the good folks and give that as a nice gift. Hour number three when you come back right after this.